right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kasar with my very special guest today, Mr. David Quaife. Welcome, sir.
Welcome. Hello.
Calling you over in the UK?
Yes, just outside London.
Yeah, nice. How's the weather today?
Well, believe it or not, it's 13 degrees and sunny, which is very unusual in December especially. But, no, it's very nice.
And the holidays are quickly approaching. Are you all prepared?
I'm never prepared, but yes, they are approaching very quickly, too fast.
Yeah. You know, what I've noticed, the older I get, just the faster time seems to be going, not only around just in general, but when you get closer to the holidays, it's December 1st, and then you blink, and then it's December 21st, and then it's Christmas. It's crazy.
Yeah, that really does go so quick now, and that's completely true. The older you get, the quicker it goes. The adverts on the television don't help either.
No, they don't. Or the Christmas music that starts, soon after, Halloween or...
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking about buying Easter eggs at the moment.
There's probably a great sale on them right now, so the time is right.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for taking time to meet with me. I have so many different things I want to talk to you about, not only about you and your life, but of course the Pete Quaife Foundation. I want to talk about the early days of the Kinks and kind of your bird's eye view of how all that went down and how it happened and how it related to your life. So a lot of stuff to talk about.
Well, I think from the very start, I was a young kid of 12, 13 years old when the Kinks were playing, and then overnight they actually became famous.
Oh, man.
And it was just amazing. It changed the whole family life and everything. People knocking on the door, fans coming around, which was enjoyable for me. And it was a whirlwind of happiness, excitement. It was very good.
So the thing I want to know about that time, and you were a young man at that time, but, you think of the big bands that came out of England at that time. Of course, the Beatles is kind of the first one you think about, but the Kinks, of course, the Rolling Stones, the Who,
yeah.
they're the big ones, but were there a lot of other bands doing similar things at that time, and for whatever reason, these guys kind of rose to the top, or were these...
Well, they were.
Yeah?
There's a lot from Manchester, there's a lot from Liverpool as well, and then the London scene, picked up as well, Spencer Davis and all this.
Sure.
Manfred Mann, it was just amazing. There were some really amazing bands that set the course for the rest as well, which aren't so well known. I'll mention Wishbone Ash.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
I mean, I sincerely think without them we wouldn't have the Pink Floyd.
Hmm.
It was a fantastic band. Two guitarists, it was a really good band. And luckily they're still playing. Very good band still. There were lots of other small bands that didn't survive. As then, as in now, it's a matter of luck of getting noticed.
Having that little something extra, I guess. If it's maybe personality driven, maybe the way they look, you just never know, do you?
No, it's difficult because in those days it was a band that set the style, and some of them just couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Not only the music, but how they looked. It was, touch and go in those days.
I was born in '69, so my musical identity was kind of formed off of my mom and dad's record collection, and, late '70s is when I started buying my own records and really making my own... relating to certain bands, and it was always the Who and the Rolling Stones that were the first for me, and then the Kinks. The Kinks came in at a sweet time for me because you had, for me it was Van Halen here in America, and Van Halen covered You Really Got Me, and so that was the first taste I heard of that song. But then, oh wait, that's a cover? Who did the original? Oh, the Kinks. Oh my God, and that sounds just as heavy. at that time it was maybe, 10 years older, 13 years, came before Van Halen. It sounded just as heavy.
Yeah, because when you think it, back in those days, You Really Got Me didn't last all that long in people's memories.
Right.
And it took 3-4 years later, and they'd play it again. There's a blast from the past or something, and whack, and then sales went up again. It was just amazing those days. I'd like to correct you for one thing, which is quite important to me. We always talk about the British Invasion. It was the other way around, because most of the bands who were getting to be well-known were getting their music